Hi, everybody. This is Bill Singer with a sports voice from the past. During the final days of the 1973 season and throughout 1974, he was the most publicized player in baseball. Listen as our featured sports personality speaks about the field of athletics from which he became famous.
Instead of pitches are easier because I think the league is a lot tougher than it has been, but just one of those things where you get off to a certain start, like base hits, home runs, whatever it is, and you just stay in this groove for so long, and all of a sudden you find yourself in another groove. But I can't just pinpoint and say why I'm hitting so many home runs, or why I'm doing this, or why I'm doing that.
A sports voice from the past. In one moment, we'll be back to identify our sports personality, but first, this message. Early in his major league career, he played infield for the Boston Braves before being moved to the outfield where he played most of his career. On April 8, 1974, in Atlanta, he hit the 715th home run of his 21-year major league career to break the record of the legendary Babe Ruth to become the leading home run hitter of all time. His name, Hank Aaron. Hank Aaron, a sports voice from the past. Hi, everybody. This is Bill Singer with a sports voice from the past. During the war years in the 1940s, he was one of the most celebrated running backs in all of college football. Listen as our featured sports personality speaks about the field of athletics from which he became famous.
You look at some of the old pictures, and they have a lot of similarity with what they did when I was playing. Of course, I think the techniques and things have improved, and the players seem to be getting bigger and faster, I guess.
A sports voice from the past. In one moment, we'll be back to identify our sports personality, but first, this message. He played on two national championship teams, and in the mid-1940s won the Heisman Trophy as well as the Maxwell Award as the nation's outstanding college football player. He was named All-American three times, and along with Glenn Davis, formed the celebrated backfield pair of Mr. Inside and Mr. Outside. His name, Felix Doc Blanchard. Doc Blanchard, a sports voice from the past. Hi, everybody. This is Bill Singer with a sports voice from the past. He was an Olympic hero in the 1930s and established himself as the greatest track and field athlete this country has ever known. Listen as our featured sports personality speaks about the field of athletics from which he became famous.
If we can stop and realize that we have never won the 1500 meters in the Olympic Games, and if all holds true with Jim Ryan as he's running today, and there's no doubt he's the greatest miler in the world today, this is going to be our first opportunity and the greatest opportunity we've ever had to win the metric mile in the Olympic Games.
A sports voice from the past. In one moment, we'll be back to identify our sports personality, but first, this message. He single-handedly brought top honors to America by winning a gold medal in every event that he entered. His Olympic performance in Germany in 1936 did more to advance and bring recognition to the black athlete than any other moment in this nation's sports history. This sports great died on March 31st, 1980 at the age of 66. His name, Jesse Owens. Jesse Owens, a sports voice from the past.